continuing the laws of Hilchos Nesias Kapayin, the Mechaber tells us, Ein Shliach Tzibor, Rishayla Anus Amen, Acher Bracha Shel Kohanim. That even though the Tzibor, the entire congregation, upon hearing the Bracha from the Kohanim, they're responding Amen. However, when it comes to the Shliach Tzibor, the Chazan, is not allowed to answer Amen. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, perhaps the reason one would not think, it's nothing to do with the hefsek that guys in the middle of the amida, in the middle of the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei. Rather, Mishnah Berurah says, Shemetis Balbel Daito, that perhaps the person's mind will be confused by answering Amen, and then after answering Amen, he's going to lose his place, lose his frame of mind, his frame of reference, where he's up to, and then he's not going to be able to introduce the second or third pasuk for the Kohanim properly. However, it's brought down in the name of the Eliyahu Rabba and the Derech Chaim, as well as the Chayadam, Ve'im espalo mitoch ha-sidur, which is a typical situation, the Chazan, if davening from a sidur, umuvtoch lo shalot hezbalbel daito, and he's pretty confident that he's not going to make a mistake, reshayel anos amein. The Chazan is actually allowed to, according to these opinions, answer amein. So you can say in 1 second that, okay, fine, he's not going to make a mistake. But shouldn't there be another issue? You don't answer amein in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, for example. Let's say a person's in the middle of the Amid, in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, your own private Shemoneh Esrei, and you hear someone say a bracha right next to you, in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. So you're supposed to answer amein to that? Of course not. It's a hefsek. So why would we say, according to these opinions, that some allow the Chazan to recite amen, to say amen to the Birchas Kohanim? He says the amen zeh enu chashiv hefsek. According to this opinion, the husarach tefillah, this is not considered to be a hefsek. It's not considered to be an interruption. These specific amens, with regard to the Chazan's repetition, even though this is generally not done, there are certainly opinions that allow. And he says, however, so when it comes to the bracha that the Kohanim give, the beginning of the duchening, according to that, some people hold that is the hefsek, and a person, even if you're confident in the davening, you should still not answer main to that particular bracha. Moving to the next halacha, it's probably one of the more famous halachos with regard to duchening to Nesias Kapayim. The Mechaber says, "B'shash haKohanim Mevarachin Ha'am." When the Kohanim are engaged in giving the bracha to the congregation, "Lo yabitu v'lo yasichu daitam." A person is not allowed to gaze toward them, so as not to divert their attention from the task at hand. Elihu einayim klapi mata k'mo shomid b'tfila. Rather, the way a person who's listening to the bracha from the Kohanim, you're supposed to be standing with your eyes cast downward, just as a person would during davening. The yichamnu levracha, and when the bracha is recited, person should have the kavana, listening to every word with intention, with intent. The yihu p'neim keneged p'nei kohanim. Even when a person's faces are directly toward the kohanim, lo yistaku b'hem, a person should not look directly at them. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that when it says person should envision the Birchas Kohanim just like a person standing in Tefillah, the Lavush explains what exactly is going on by the Birchas Kohanim. Sharim Spalin Shiavarech Hashem Yisbarach Es Yisrael. That we're davening, it's a form of prayer, that we're asking Hashem that we should be able to receive a blessing for Klal Yisrael. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, what does it mean that we're not allowed to look upon them? So we've heard all these different stories that maybe you look at it, you hear from a kid, you're going to go blind, you're going to, a lightning bolt's going to come down and strike you dead. So what exactly is the idea? Do we have any source to this at all? So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. You're not supposed to look at the Kohanim themselves, or even their hands. Vatam, and the reason for this, Hugam ken kedei shol yasichu daitam mihabracha. Says the reason a person should not look at the Kohanim is not because of some fear of losing your eyesight, but rather because you're supposed to be staying on task. And by looking around at them, you're not going to be really focusing on the words that they're saying. And he says, "V'im kein kol shekein shlo yistaku b'makom acher." Says it's certainly not allowed, or you can even say worse than looking at the Kohanim. At least when you're looking at the Kohanim, you realize you're saying a bracha. If you're focused on a newspaper or something else during Berachas Kohanim, that's even worse. And certainly there's a person is not going to be focused on the bracha. Medina, Enu Aser Ella Bestaklus Meruba. Truth is, the only time we say you're not allowed to look at the Kohanim is looking at for an extended period of time. By looking at a long time, then you're going to lose focus. A little peek, permissible. The davka bizman hamikdash shahayim avarchan Hashem amafarish hashchina haisa shara al yadayim. The only time we say you're not to look at all was Bizman Shabbos and Midrash Kayim. Only when the Bizman Midrash stood, in which the whole process of Nesiyas Kapayim also involved the mentioning of Hashem's name, Shem Mafarish, and the Shechina, Hashem's divine presence being within the Kohanim, among the Kohanim and the congregation. Mashenkin Bizman Hazeh, not so nowadays. So nowadays, we don't have this same restriction. Mikol makom nohagin gam achshav zeich lamikdash shol habit bohem klal. Even though the Mishnah Berurah says it's not as much of an issue, but in order zeich lamikdash to remember what was done or what was not done, we also will not gaze upon the Kohanim klal at all. The Ramah tells us, v'gam ha-Kohanim lo yistaku minehem. It's not just the congregation that should not be looking at the Kohanim's hands, but the Kohanim themselves, who are giving the bracha, should not be looking at their hands either. Al Kain, therefore, Nohagu, is the custom of Shalshal Atalis al Pinehem. This is the reason why it's a custom that the Kohanim wear a talis over their faces. The Adehem Chutz L'Talis. And some have the custom that their hands are outside of the talis, so that the Kohanim themselves will not look at their own hands. V'yesh mekomos. However, the Ramah says there's some places shenohagu shedehem bifnim in a talis, that the Kohanim put their hands within the talis not because of concern about themselves, because they're more knowledgeable, but they're concerned shliyistaku ambahem, that maybe everyone else is going to look, and therefore at least I'm going to cover it up with the talis. This way, they're not going to look at my hands. And the Mishnah Berurah on this tells us. It says, V'yadeim chutz l'talis. According to those who have the opinion that the Kohanim put their hands outside of their talis, such as the opinions of the Darchi Moshe, he adds, Shigam ha'am nohagim l'chasus p'nehem b'talis k'dei shol yuchel estakel b'yadei ha'kohanim. It's not just the Kohanim that should cover their faces with a talis, but also we ourselves as well, so that we should not ever gaze upon the Kohanim during Berachas Kohanim. We'll conclude with the words of the Berhetiv. The Berhetiv tells us, similarly to the words of the Mishnah Berurah, the Haidu Mishum Shulyasichu Daitim. The reason why nowadays we do not look at the Kohanim during Berachas Kohanim is simply because you may divert your attention. You're not going to be focused on the bracha. Your mind will wander if you're looking around and looking at them. And here the Berhetiv tells us the words that maybe we heard as a kid. Alpha Gav the Amrina, and even though we heard, and it says, the stakil ba Kohanim, person who looks at the Kohanim at this point, Einav Kehos, their eyes will be weakened. Hainu Davka Zman Shabbos Mikdash Kayim. It's only the time the Beis Mikdash, Mevarchin, B'Shem Mepharsh. Zman Azeb, when it comes to nowadays, Einu Elam Yishom Hesach Hadas. So the idea, there is actually brought down the idea of Einav Kehos, person's eyes can be weakened. And I didn't see anywhere the significance of why this occurs. But I think the reason is as follows, that a person is given the gift of sight. And there are certain times and certain things we are allowed to see. And on the other hand, there are some things that we're not supposed to see. One of the things that we're not supposed to see is the Kohanim giving this bracha. Now, you should have the self-control to be able to control your eyes, the things that you should see, and the things that you cannot see. And by doing so, you will be able to have this gift of vision. However, the individual that looks at the Kohanim is making a statement. And that statement is, I am not able to control what I'm able to see or I'm not able to see. And therefore, Hashem properly gives the punishment because you cannot control your eyesight to be able to see the things that you shouldn't see. Therefore, ain of chaos. I'm going to make your eyes weak. But again, that's only a time. However, nowadays, the reason why we do not look at the Kohanim is simply because the reason of Hesach Hadas.